So we're picking up today's podcast, the final in our series of The Learner's Voice, Balbriggan Loves Learning. We're approaching this in a different way. We have two healthcare students, both with different backgrounds, but we're asking them the same question. So the first one we wanted to know is, why healthcare? And we put that question first to Apalavi. Apalavi, why did you choose healthcare to study your English? Or why is that a subject that you'd...
I like to help people. Since I was in my country, I like to help people without even I know you or I don't know you. I like to help people. And when I was in my country, my grandfather was sick. I took off him, cook for him, give him medicine, do everything for him.
And you
that
got
is something that I have in my, I don't know how to say.
Makeup or
natural. Natural is something I have like that. So when I came here, when I was doing the course, they asked me before I do the VITOS course, they asked me which course I want to do. I just say script that I'm going to do do healthcare course.
Because I spoke to somebody else about the students, a lot of students that are in the healthcare, they've had a personal experience of caring for somebody and then they decide to come and make that as a career because it's part of their vocation nearly would you like to go further? Would you think of going into a nursing career or
no because I thought myself I would not suffer myself anymore. This one is enough. It's enough. Just the language. Like if you are good to people's, so more I speak, more I will learn.
Yeah,
because I know since now I still have to make a lot of mistakes that I know myself.
I couldn't talk in French the way you're talking now. So this time we put the same question to Tricia. How did she end up in healthcare?
I have a play therapy. I'm qualified in play therapy, qualified as an SNA. And then the healthcare assistant, hopefully, will be qualified.
Yeah,
so it's all going to
add.
You know.
When did you do the play therapy?
I done that online.
Okay.
I done that. It was an online course a couple of years ago.
And what did you find a difference between learning online and learning, in coming to a physical building?
You have your own time. You know, you had a whole year to complete this. But again, I still prefer coming into a building, into a classroom and, you know,
interacting. Exactly. To ask that question.
And you get a lot more information from your tutors, and a lot more from an online course.
But you know, as an adult, when you're learning and you have all these people around the table who have different experiences and shared experience, and that was the part I always loved was other people's stories or experiences. Who, like, previously we would have had a lot of people who cared for elderly relatives and came back and then made healthcare a career based on that experience and just the stories that they brought with them.
So with every training course in an actual profession, we encourage work experience. And this time we asked the students how they found it and where they saw themselves.
Yeah. And how's the work experience going then? Do you find
very
it?
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Where's your placement?
It's in Old Town.
In Old Town?
And it's a nursing
home. Nursing
home,
a Beatrice nursing home.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself in that profession?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, to be honest, every time when I go there, I come back with joy. Sometimes it's very sad because when you go there, the way you saw the people, the way you thought that this person, before he can do everything himself or herself, now he depends on somebody.
It's quite humbling, though.
And most of people there, they have dementia.
Yeah.
Sometimes my heart broke. But I just see it's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go straight.
It is a hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard. And we spoke previously about that, is learning that when you leave that place of work, it's trying to leave that and you pick it up the next day when you go in.
So Trish's work experience worked in a way that helped her understand herself, what path she didn't want to take next.
Yeah, so with the work experience, I actually said it to Breed and Marta that I don't think the working with the elderly is my calling.
And that's what the experience is for. Just
it really is.
Yeah.
I think I'm more drawn towards kids or young adults.
But and all is not lost.
No,
there
it's not.
Because
the knowledge and the experience.
Yeah.
It, you know, when I feel guilty because after my 10 weeks are up, I had this discussion that because I'm at that, I have a bond with the residents that I give my time to, so I would like to go back and visit them.
Yeah.
Because I don't just want to say, I wouldn't say it anyway, this is my last week, I just couldn't do that.
Because
so
you're
definitely,
you love the care profession.
Just
no
love spending time with them, love. You know, and when they're in great form, it's just great to see them smiling and laughing and, you know, interacting in activities, being involved, being happy. And
the smallest thing that you do is such a big
difference.
Even
just to get them a cup of tea, the smile on their face.
Yeah.
Like last week, like there's one lady in particular that I have, don't get me wrong, I love them all. Love them all to bits, though. I just have one particular lady that I just have a close relationship with, and she's a character. She really is a character. She'll tell you exactly how she feels and how it is, and she's not really a television watcher. She's not really into the TV, and I was obviously asking her, so what do you like? And she was saying that she loves her music. And I said, have you a radio in your room? No, I've no radio. And I was like, what type of music would you listen to? She goes, all types of music. She loves the ballads as well, the Irish traditional music. So last week I bought her a radio and I brought it into her. And you want to see her face.
Oh, wow.
It was, the first words out of her mouth was, how much do I owe you? Like, it's
real Irish.
This is a gift from me to you, and I know you don't really like looking at the television, and you prefer the music, and you love listening to the radio. And when I turned it on, her face said it all. And I put it on Sunshine, because you play a good mix.
And
songs come on, she was just staring with a big smile on her face and then singing along to the songs and commenting on their voices. And you know, obviously I had to go at that stage, and she put out her hand. I can't believe you've done this. You know, I just thank you so much. And that's what it's all about.
And that's where you're working in education, because we go, I've said this out loud numerous times, I say again, we don't get bonuses or perks at a job or anything, but when it comes to looking at students that come in and progress and stuff, and the individual stories and the individuals, that thing, that's what makes it for us. You know, when you see somebody coming in at whatever level, but especially like I remember one student years ago, and he was adamant, he thought he was put in the wrong class because he was concerned about his reading and spellings and stuff like that. I said, no, look, I'll go back and check your your screening results. And I checked him and I said, no, you're in the right class, you're well able. But it was a confidence issue. He was doubting himself. And then you watch that person flourish and grow, and they were with us for 2 years. They ended up with a level 5, funny enough, in healthcare. And like they were running the show by the end of it, but that's what it's about.
It is.
And that's, I think, going back to the lessons of COVID, is like what we're about as in people is our connectedness and relationships. And that was the hard part, where you couldn't connect with people, you know. And you can only do so much over a computer.
It's just not the same.
And you were like, if you were just, say, dealing with that lady and another thing, you wouldn't have had that opportunity to have that. Well, what do you like?
Yeah.
You know, and probably the first time in a long time somebody's actually asked her.
Yeah.
They assumed
that's
the
it.
Telly is a comfort. But like the radio offers a different
yeah.
world.
Oh my God, just seeing her face light up and, you know, that's my job.
Yeah.
Done,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just making them, giving them, you know, again, even a cup of tea. Like, and she likes 7-Up as well. And I brought her in a can of 7-Up. And it, like, even the can of 7-Up.
I know,
it's just
the small,
you know,
thing.
Just the little things. Just to see them smile
yeah.
and make their day. Mm. Perk them up, you know, and it's, you know.
Tricia, can I ask
you? Of course.
Would you consider, so you've done SNA.
Yeah.
And you like caring.
Yes.
Would you consider working with special needs as
yes.
in... Because the healthcare
yeah.
module full award qualifies you to do things like that in day centres and
definitely
things like
yeah.
that. So
yeah.
that because you're not closing
yeah.
the door fully on the elderly, but still, you know, the qualification is there for
yeah.
something else.
That's it. Definitely.
Just
I would definitely
look into that.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
opportunity. Well,
exactly.
Yeah. You have more opportunities.
And it's great to see the girls as well. Like when we all started. Like we were all the same, oh my god, but seeing them now, like even before we got our Christmas break, the difference
yeah.
in confidence,
yes,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
there,
it's great
there's
to see.
There's a theory about groups and how they work, and it
yeah.
really is true. At the start, you're forming,
yeah.
and you're not sure.
That's it.
At some stage, you're storming. Everybody's fighting.
Yeah,
fear, whatever. but the end is always good in tours.
It's great to see.
The middle onwards.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
great to see everyone progressing.
So finally, we asked our ladies, what's next?
Do you think there'll be an opportunity for employment there when you're finished? Or
yeah, I will, because all the people there, they are very friendly.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
time when you ask them everything, they show you how to do it. And May is my first time to see something like that.
Okay.
Because in my country, we don't have homeless, we don't have like a place for older old people.
Yeah.
Like your parents, you say, oh, from this age, I can't take care of for her or him, I will leave him here. No.
Yeah. No, so.
You have
yeah.
to take care
so
of your.
You take care
yeah,
of your
yeah,
own. Okay,
your
no matter
own parents,
how hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
because
every time when I go there, I saw them like their own, like my own parents.
Yeah.
Anything I can do with my parents, I can do for them.
Are your
yeah.
parents still back in Tokyo?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
And do you
yeah.
get to go back often?
Yeah, or? I went 2019,
okay.
and I'm planning this year to go again with them.
Do you mind me asking, just, you were saying that about, in your country, like the natural culture would be to look after
your own parents.
But is there an advantage or disadvantage, like which is there one system is not necessarily better than the other? So the system here of, I suppose, people don't make the choice to go into a home easy, because my father has Parkinson's and
mm.
he is being cared for at home, lucky my mother can care for him, but you know, you don't make that choice easy. But is it naturally assumed in your country that you look after the elderly, is it?
Yeah.
And which, if you compared, so you see both ways, do you think one is better, or which way do you
it's
think?
It's hard to answer.
In my opinion, like when your parent give you birth, they
yeah.
take care of you.
Yeah.
They can't take care of you. They really leave you to take care of yourself.
That's true.
when like this time they need you to do same
yes.
to them.
Yeah.
That in my opinion. But like here everybody's busy.
Yeah.
If you don't have time, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that way they did like that.
Sometimes you need more hands than just one.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
I think that's kind
it
of the culture.
Village.
Yeah.
It takes a village to raise the children.
Them.
It also takes a village to mind the elderly as well. And
yeah.
you're right. Everybody is busy. And
yeah.
it goes back to actually childcare in this country. You know, now you need two working parents to afford
yeah,
childcare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it's hard.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
it's hard. Like Africa, you have auntie, you have... all the families there, if you are going out, you can leave your child with one of them and go out and come back
yeah.
without pay. If you pay, that mean like you want to do it yourself. Okay. It's not something like that. I have to leave my child with this person
so
and
you
pay.
Work out your child care based on your
your own family. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Real family orientated in every way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Family. Yeah. Like Africa family, they normally say like one house. You have your father, auntie, everything like. Say in one house.
And do you all get along?
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine my mom and dad living. God.
Your sister, everybody lived. Like even the person marrying to another person moved, but you can bring your children live with them and go.
So what's your next steps when you're finished this? You're saying you kind of know the path, but what's?
I definitely want to go down the road of working with kids or young adults, like with special needs, disabilities. Definitely.
Would you go further? Would you go for the degree?
God, I never say never.
Yeah.
You know, I want to add on to my my CV.
Yeah.
I want to add on. But yeah, I haven't really thought about a degree yet.
You're ripe for the pick of her degree.
But yeah, like what I've achieved. So, like, I've achieved a lot of certificates on my CV. But yeah, I would definitely love to work with kids or young adults.
Yeah.
You know, to give them what they need.
If you hooked up with Orla, our guidance service.
Push Orla there.
Have you met?
I've chatted to Orla loads of times.
Okay.
She's
brilliant.
Amazing lady.
Yeah. Because she'll
amazing
assist
lady.
You
yeah,
on
yeah,
your
definitely,
your
if
journey.
Anyone can, Orla can. Yeah.
Okay, grand. I think we'll finish up there, yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks a million.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank
you, ladies.
Thank you.
So that's it for this series of podcasts. We just want to thank all our learners, and we want to thank Joanne and management for allowing us to do this. Hopefully it's the start of something new, and we'll see you soon.